Andrew's taken the words of someone from Defence Intelligence out of context.
The head of Defence Intelligence.
Well, let me finish, Andrew. I listen to you. He's taken it out of context and he's put it forward as an authoritative source. Now, it is clearly a source. But the reality
it
of the way...
Man in charge
listen,
of the
Andrew.
Intelligence
listen, Andrew.
Time. Let Jeff Hoon finish, Andrew.
Well,
it's slightly tedious, Andrew.
Andrew, you're being very dull.
John Scarlett was incredibly close to both Alistair Campbell and Tony Blair, and was later made, and was later, and was later, he got his reward for his loyalty to Tony Blair by being made head.
You're attacking the reputation of a hard-working, decent civil servant.
Yes, we are. We're attacking the reputation of somebody utterly
failed. I agree entirely. We are attacking his reputation because I attack what he stood for and what he did.
Gentlemen, we're going back to hear some context for this argument.
I'd be grateful if Andrew didn't interrupt me this time. Alistair was...
You've got to tell the truth, though. Otherwise, I will interrupt you.
Andrew, let Tom Kelly finish what he's saying.
I'm pleased without insulting my integrity. You've got into enough trouble doing that already.
You were Minister of Defence. Yep. He worked in your department. Yep. And do you deny that you outed, not you personally, but that his name was outed by the Downing Street press?
Categorically, I categorically deny
so
that.
So you
and
didn't
moreover,
have a list?
And
didn't,
moreover, the Ministry and moreover Defence, listen, Andrew,
the Ministry
listen,
of Defence
I made
press
clear
office,
earlier on
the Ministry
this
Defence
was dealt
press
with,
office
this was
confirmed
dealt with
the name
gentlemen,
of the Minister
nobody
of
can hear
Janice
what any of you
That's
are
because
saying.
Andrew's heckling.
Andrew, let me steer this discussion, if I may. Why do you think David Kelly told the FAC that he was not your source?
Because he was being put under intolerable pressure.
No, because you misrepresented what he
just
said,
forgive
Andrew,
me, Jeff.
Because he said something to you that you distorted in order to get a story.
Jeff Hoon, I'm going to ask you to let Andrew have his say. Right.
You put him under enormous pressure to denounce
you
me.
You put him under the pressure, well, Andrew, right. by distorting what
we,
he told you.
We concealed his identity. You revealed it
we
to
are,
the world.
We were just... But
you just have never been point. Able to accept the
Andrew,
truth of what he found.
Andrew
me,
Gilligan,
let me
a brief
point.
Point, because Tom Kelly's dying to come in.
He could come to the conclusions he did only by completely ignoring the evidence that was presented to him.
I don't like the fact that Lord Hutton concluded that you'd misrepresented David Kelly's version.
He didn't, in fact.
So
Okay, Jeff, but the other thing in all this is the public didn't believe Lord Hutton.
In the middle of this, I'm going to say that people may be surprised why Alistair Campbell, I'm quite relieved in a way because it would be even noisier, why Alistair Campbell isn't here today. And we did ask
him. Why is that, Sue?
We did ask him and he preferred not to. And
well,
that is
why.
The absolute truth.